Brothers, sisters, and friends, we have again been privileged to come together again for the beginning of another Bible school. While we certainly want everyone in attendance here to enjoy themselves and to have a good time, let us always remember that it is a Bible school that we are attending. Certainly, I hope we would not view this as just a vacation, but we need to remember that we are attending a Bible school. Remember that we are here for spiritual recreation first and foremost. During the course of this week, let us always try to be mindful of this fact that we are here for spiritual recreation, for building up, and for spiritual refreshing. I think one of the best ways that we could do this during the course of this week is to try to exhibit to one another that we are trying to bring forth the fruits of the Spirit. And by doing that, we will crucify the flesh with its affections and lust. I'd like to turn and read from the 5th chapter of Galatians. Reading from Galatians, the 5th chapter, beginning at verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. We see in the verses that we've just read a continual comparison being made between those things of the Spirit and those things of the flesh. While no one has said that the things of the Spirit are easy to cultivate, we all need to realize that each and every one of us must possess these characteristics in some measure if we have any hope of an inheritance in the kingdom of God. In connection with the application of these characteristics or qualities to our individual lives, I have composed here before me a series of very searching questions which we would all do well to ponder, both young and old. These qualities can be developed by the young as well as by the old. And one of our primary goals during this week of the Bible school is to encourage our young people to develop these characteristics so that they might better appreciate the admonition that we are given in Ecclesiastes 12:1. And we're all very familiar with that. We are told to remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. In our times of trial or suffering, do we have the fruit of the Spirit? This is the sure test. Do we show love one for another? Love ye one another as I have loved you, Jesus has told us. Do we have joy? The joy in having been called out of darkness into His marvelous light. Joy in our brother's happiness and health and other blessings that God sees fit to make come his way. Do we have peace, not only the peace of God which passeth all understanding, but also peace in our hearts toward our brother and toward our neighbor? Are we long-suffering if we have been injured in any way, not being angry, malicious, or bitter, but rather forgiving? Are we gentle? Are we kind in manner and disposition, correcting our children when necessary, not driving them, but bringing them up always with the Lord in mind? Do we have goodness? Are we always virtuous and kind? Do we have faith? We know that we are told if we do not have faith, it is impossible to please God. Are we meek, not weak or unstable, but gentle, humble, and of a contrite spirit? And lastly, have we temperance, not given to excess, but moderate in all things? We believe that God has spoken to us through the Jews. We believe that God has invited us to partake of his holiness and of his nature. Certainly, this is one of the primary reasons that we are here this week. We are trying to learn those things and to practice those things so that we might indeed be privileged one day to partake of God's holiness and of his nature. We know that God requires our faith in the promises that he has actually made. We know that God requires our obedience to the commandments that he has actually given. Christ has warned us that the way is narrow. He has also told us that only few will find it. Yet he has told us that his yoke is easy and that his burden is light. It is the perversity of man that makes the way difficult, and the restless spirit of man that fails to fit the easy yoke. The apostles have shown us with patient and repeated exhortation that there is one faith, one Lord, one baptism, and one way of life, and that is by bringing forth the fruits of the Spirit. As we partake of the activities during the coming week of Bible school, let us always remember the words of the Apostle Peter that we have in 1 Peter, the second chapter. I'd like to turn over and read from 2 Peter chapter 2, or 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, or a purchased people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I think if we will really stop and realize and dwell on the exalted position that we have of being a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar or a purchased people, if this will not bring us to a true appreciation of God and put us in a frame of mind where we might truly try to get some good and be built up from a Bible school, I don't know what will. We need to truly appreciate the wonderful privilege that we have of serving God this week here at the Bible school. We need to remember that we can serve God apart from the confusion and distractions of the world, which we have left behind for a week. The Bible school is an excellent time and an excellent place for us to renew and rededicate our efforts to serve God and to look to his Son and our Savior for strength and for guidance in our endeavors. To aid us in this endeavor, let us turn and read from the third chapter of Colossians. This is a very beautiful exhortation that the Apostle Paul has given us, and I certainly think that we can renew and rededicate our efforts to serve God when we think on the things that the Apostle Paul has given us in this third chapter of Colossians. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. As we embark on this week of Bible school, let us each ask our Heavenly Father to bless our efforts to serve him, and thereby bring some measure of glory and honor to his name. Let us turn over and read from Psalms, the 127th chapter. And as we read this verse, let us remember again that we are here this week for the purpose of a Bible school. And let's keep this uppermost in our mind throughout the week. And I think there's a very important principle that we're going to read from this verse, and we need to keep this in mind. And we need to realize that we need to ask God's blessing on our efforts this week. And hopefully by doing this and by acting in a conscientious manner, we can bring some degree of glory and honor to God's name. Because really, this is the whole purpose of serving God. God is desirous that a people shall be taken out for his name, and that this people will show through their actions some glory and some honor to his holy name. I'd like to conclude by reading from Psalm 127, verse 1. Let us remember this throughout the week. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain.